This is the Dallas Morning News.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Tuesday, March 19th. There will be a few clouds this morning and early afternoon, but mostly sunshine and warmer today with a high of 68. Clouds will move back in this evening with a low dropping to 50. Here are today's headlines. A mechanical failure at a Plano water station spilled more than 1.5 million gallons of untreated waste into White Rock Creek before it was repaired Saturday. Authorities said Monday they are monitoring the creek and aquatic life, but have seen no damage. Sewage began overflowing Thursday afternoon from three manholes after a valve failed at a water lift station. The lift station, operated by the North Texas Municipal Water District, flooded. Alex Johnson, a spokesperson for the water district, said that led to the shorting of motors and electrical systems. Plano officials estimated roughly 500 million gallons of sewage were flowing into the creek per minute. The spill, which ended just before 5 a.m. Saturday, did not affect the city's water supply, which remained safe to drink and use. Plano notified the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, which is responsible for overseeing and regulating these types of incidents. Johnson said the lift station is operating with some temporary pumping in place, and final repairs could take up to 2 weeks. It is unclear how far the sewage flowed or whether it reached White Rock Lake to the south. The city of Dallas did not immediately respond to a request for information. Next up, a Dallas fentanyl trafficker who confessed to dealing more than 142,000 counterfeit pills was sentenced Monday to 20 years in prison, according to federal prosecutors. 48-year-old Terrell Antoine Ray pleaded guilty in April to conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute a controlled substance. During sentencing, Chief U.S. District Judge David Godbee called the amount of drugs staggering. Ray said in plea papers that law enforcement seized 28,000 counterfeit fentanyl pills weighing more than 12 kilograms during a raid of his apartment in 2019. Law enforcement found another 114,000 fentanyl pills during subsequent raids on homes of two co-conspirators. More than 100,000 of those pills belonged to Ray. In other news, U.S. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito on Monday again extended an order blocking Texas from enforcing a new law that gives the state a role in arresting and deporting immigrants. Alito's last-minute order, the third time the high court stepped in to pause enforcement of the law known as Senate Bill 4, came around 4 p.m. when a previous order blocking SB 4 was to end. The one-page order from Alito, who handles emergency petitions out of Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi, included no deadline for action, saying only that the delay in enforcing SB 4 had been extended pending further order of either Alito or the court. The law, originally set to take effect March 5th, was challenged by the U.S. Justice Department and found to be unconstitutional in February by a federal judge in Austin. Texas appealed, and the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals gave Texas permission to enforce SB 4 while it considered the lower court ruling. The Biden administration and civil rights groups asked the Supreme Court to halt enforcement of the law until its constitutionality could be determined, leading to a series of orders from Alito, including Monday's order that put the law under an indefinite pause. And a burglary suspect died after exchanging gunfire with Frisco officers Saturday. Frisco officers responded to a report of a burglary in the 5500 block of Lorraine Drive when the suspect opened fire and officers shot back, according to a Texas Department of Public Safety news release. The suspect died, according to DPS. He has been identified as 42-year-old Donovan Ray Favors of Dallas. No officers were injured. Texas Rangers is the lead investigating agency for the shooting. No other details surrounding the shooting, including what time the incident occurred and how many officers fired shots, were released as of Monday. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit DallasNews.com. Enjoy your day. I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.